WILL's Illinois Newsroom. This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, November 16th. Coming up, a conversation with one of the best percussionists in the world, Zakir Hussain. He's performing tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. That interview in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth says the suspected Russian missiles that killed two people in Poland on Tuesday appear to have been a misfire instead of a deliberate attack. Various news reports say missiles struck a grain plant in a Polish border town, arriving around the same time that Russian missiles were fired at Ukraine's energy facilities. In an interview recorded yesterday for the 21st, Duckworth said a deliberate Russian attack on Poland could require the U.S. and other allies to respond under terms of the NATO treaty.
If Russia were targeting Poland, then it would be up to Poland to decide if they wanted to view it as an actual attack and to invoke Article 5 of the NATO treaty, which is mutual defense. I think that all sides want to avoid that.
Duckworth says she's still waiting for more information on the incident, but the Illinois Democrat says it makes U.S. support for Ukraine all the more important, especially when it comes to their anti-missile defense systems. You can hear the complete interview with Senator Duckworth today on the 21st at 11 a.m. on AM 580 and 6 p.m. on FM 90.9. Illinois voters have passed an amendment codifying the right to collectively bargain in the state's constitution. Mawa Iqbal has more.
Workers in Illinois will be able to organize and negotiate their wages and working conditions through representatives of their choosing. The amendment also prohibits lawmakers from passing legislation that would interfere with these rights. Joe Bowen with the Vote Yes for Workers' Rights campaign says he saw universal support for it.
Even when we were at the state fair in Springfield, at one point I was waiting in line for a lemonade and having a lovely conversation with a gentleman who was wearing a Trump 2024 hat and a Vote Yes for Workers' Rights button. So this is really an issue that transcends the political divides in this country.
Illinois joins Hawaii, New York, and Missouri as one of four states to constitutionally protect collective bargaining for all workers. I'm Mawa Iqbal.
A central Illinois attorney is helping parents who lost their children to state protective services based on false allegations. Alan Novick of Bloomington says the road to exoneration is long and costly.
Most of these cases, when a parent has been wrongfully accused, don't end in a day or a week or a month. It's often years, and to have your children removed for years when you've done nothing wrong is a very traumatic experience.
Mm-hmm. Novick is president of the Family Justice Resource Center. He says the nonprofit has exonerated 11 families wrongfully accused of child abuse in the last 4 years. A Decatur family is suing OSF St. Francis Medical Center in Peoria and a child abuse pediatrician who had suspected them of child abuse. They were later cleared of wrongdoing. Still to come, a conversation with the virtuoso tabla player Zakir Hussain, who's in concert tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. That's coming up next on 217 Today.
In the second season of Masterpiece's Miss Scarlet and the Duke, Eliza Scarlet is back, walking circles around the male-dominated detective scene of Victorian London. The tension flares between Eliza and the gruff inspector William the Duke Wellington as they take on intriguing new cases. You can watch both seasons now as a friend of WILL. Learn more at will.illinois.edu/passport.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. The Indian tabla virtuoso Zakir Hussain is performing tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. His concert with sitar player Niladri Kumar begins at 7:30 p.m. in the Caldwell Playhouse. I spoke with Zakir Hussain ahead of this performance, starting with how he learned music from his father.
The vivid memory as a young kid, 4-year-old, 5-year-old, is just sitting with my dad and him singing rhythms to me in my ear and keeping time and basically just kind of trying to push into my head all this information so that it sits in my head and is ready to come out as and when I get ready and prepared with my instrument. So even before I had started to play the tabla, the training had already begun. Since I was a wee bairn brought back from the hospital, a few days old, his practice was always to hold me in his arm and sing rhythms in my ear. So that went on for, you know, as long as I can remember until I was able to actually look at the instrument and start hitting it. And so that's where it all began. And it wasn't until I was, about 7 years old, when I was already sort of playing a little bit, you know, in school and things, that he finally asked me if I wanted to study. And that's when my training actually began.
You know, listening to you describe that process, it seems very natural then that you would have collaborated so much over the years with great jazz musicians like John McLaughlin, Herbie Hancock, Dave Holland, just to name a few. It just seems like the process you're describing is very similar to the process of jazz improvisation.
Absolutely. I mean, we are lost cousins, distant kin, if you were. The core of our creative process sits in improvisation, whether it's jazz or it's Indian music, and it's natural that we would find each other at some point in our lives, and we did, whether it was Ravi Shankar running into Coltrane, or George Harrison, or me running into John McLaughlin, or Charles Lloyd, or anybody. The process and when you meet these people, you realize that these are great geniuses, incredible stars in their own world, loved and revered and honored, but the thirst to learn more, find different words or languages to be able to tell their story.
Indeed. I think one of your best-known collaborations is probably Planet Drum with Mickey mm-hmm. Hart of the Grateful Dead. I'm curious how you met Mickey and how that particular collaboration came about.
Well, Mickey was studying some rhythm language from my father in 1968-69, that period. Then in 1970, I arrived in California and to play with the Indian maestro Ali Akbar Khan and to teach at his school right here in Marin. And so in my frequent visits to my father while he was with Ravi Shankar in L.A., I would run into Mickey, who would be there sitting with my dad, recording him on cassettes and asking him questions about rhythm and learning. And so we were introduced by my father, and that's how I came to know him. And then Mickey actually asked my father to come up to Novato, up here in Marin, and play on his first album as a blessing. The album was called Rolling Thunder, later called Rolling Thunder. It had no name yet. And my father said, I will come, and I will do a little a minute-long thing or something, but you should have my son, Zakir here, play on your album and help you set up rhythms and things, because I'm on my way on tour with Ravi Shankar and I won't be able to spare the time.
For this particular world tour, you'll be playing with Niladri Kumar, the outstanding sitar player. And just tell me about your work with him over the years, your relationship there, and how that's developed.
Well, Niladri's father was a colleague in India, and I played a lot with him and watched Niladri come to this world as a little baby and watch him grow and saw him take his first lessons and become, as we in India, the musicians in India, the fraternity in India believes, you know, to be maybe the next Ravi Shankar. It's very hard for me to even imagine that is possible, that somebody could be like Ravi Shankar. But if anybody is going to get close, is going to be Niladri. He cut his teeth working in Indian studios, playing for Bollywood, learning the process, and one of the few Indian young musicians who not only studied Indian traditional music, but music in general, whether it was jazz, Western classical, learning four-part harmonies and all that and everything. So he's able to be one of that musician who can put out an experience of a raga concert that has the ability to be able to set comfortably in any genre of listeners.
That was Indian tabla virtuoso Zakir Hussain. He's in concert with Niladri Kumar tonight at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts in Urbana. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll have cloudy skies today with a chance of flurries and a high of 34 degrees. That's all for today. 217 Today is produced by Sydney Wood. Reporting today contributed by Jim Meadows, Mawa Iqbal, and Eric Stock. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hartwig is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.